The project's been in limbo for more than a year, in fights over financing, relocations in a community where there is very little affordable housing. Earlier this year, phase one of what will be called Niagara Square Apartments was completed, with 48 units, all filled with former tenants of demolished Shoreline buildings. North Star Development Senior Vice President Linda Goodman says the goal for phase two will be to start construction in the summer and finish in 18 to 20 months. Goodman says much of the old complex was vacant.
Mathematically, when we started this project, there was an 89-unit building that had been shut down for 10 years. Long before North Star came into it. For the planning board, the state folks, all look at this as let's spread affordable housing throughout the city. And we feel that's a better mix. We feel this is a good mix for the downtown core.
Even Planning Board Chairman James Morrell says there are a lot of people opposed to this project. John Schmidt's the last holdout in the current buildings and was very critical of the management and operation and says North Star doesn't deserve to continue running a project it owns. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.